Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Israel Connection. I'm Esti Zanati, and my guests today are three shinshinim all the way from Israel. I have Roni, Eshel, and Tamarina. Mm-hmm. Hi, girls. Thank you for coming.
Hi.
So fun to be here.
So for those of you who don't know, the shinshinim are Israeli high school graduates who are voluntarily given 1 year of pre-army service, known in Israel as a service year. They are placed in Jewish communities abroad, so in the U.S. and in other countries, for a one-year program of volunteer activity before they start their military service. Here in Baltimore, the Shinshinim stay with host families and serve as informal educators at schools, synagogues, camps, youth movements, and associated funded programs and community events. This is the 16th year of the Shinshinim program in Baltimore, and the program is collaboration between the Jewish Agency of Israel and the Associated. The Jewish Educational Services manage this program. So that sounds fun. So how did you girls found out about this program initially?
So I found out about the program from a counselor that I had that was a shinshin in South Africa. And he told me, like, try it out, like, just apply. And it sounds cool, and I went to a camp with Americans, so I'm like, that sounds very cool. So I applied, and I got, like, to Baltimore.
So did you get it right away? Did you know where you wanted to go?
The Jewish agency are matching between communities and Shinshinim, so they matched between Baltimore to us. I did not know what was Baltimore before I came here, but I'm glad I did.
And what about you, Tamarina?
So yeah, I also, like, one of my friends did it, and she's like a year older than me, so she did it last year in New Jersey Metro West, and she had lots of fun. She's like, oh yeah, just apply. The process of, like, getting in is a lot of interviews we need to go through and, like, different things, so a lot of people just, like, start the process and, like, let's see. and then I got in, and then, like, okay, it's real. Like,
that's great. And what about you, Asha?
My father was actually a supervisor, so I lived in New Jersey for 2 years when he was in charge of Shinshinim. Mm-hmm. And I just basically grew up with this program in my mind, so, yeah.
Okay, that sounds great. So, you know, given the current situation in Israel, what does it feel like to you being here during this time when Israel is obviously going through the toughest time we've ever been through? Mm-hmm.
Wow, I can say, like, first it was a shock, like, everybody. I think, like, and like, people in Israel, it was, like, a shock. And then the first thing I wanted to do is, like, go home. I wanted to, like, it's funny, a lot of people told me after everything happened, like, oh, you're so glad that you're here and not there. And I'm like, no, actually, I want to be there. I want to be there even if something happens. I want to be there even if something happens, I don't know, chasa shalom, to my family or my friend. I want to be there. So our first thing I wanted to do to go back to Israel. But then I was, like, thinking it through, and then I thought that that the easy choice in this situation is, like, maybe going to Israel. Not that it's easy there, but, like, for me, the easy choice is going there and helping Israel with my family and friends and the place I know, and actually helping Israel here so far with, like,
Hasbara.
So, yeah, doing all that, and just, like, being far and trying to help Israel, it's also important. It's also something. Going into classes, it was crazy. Like, the day after, we just need to go to, like, second grade and, like, talk about this terrible thing that happened. Like, how do you do this at all? A lot, like, most our job is, like, working with kids and, like, doing the teaching thing about Israel. So how do you teach about such a thing? But then I thought that, like, giving these kids meaning to to these times, even in this age, that even if they won't remember, like, realize what they're doing now, but, like, in 10 years or in 20 years for sure they'll hear about this, and they'll be like, okay, where I was in second grade when everything happened, or in first grade when everything happened, if they can remember, like, not me as, like, an Israeli coming and, like, giving them meaningful stuff to do, like, in these days. So that was, like, the not easy choice, but the thing that I felt like that's the best, like, that's my way of helping.
Yeah, I agree with that, Marina. In the beginning, it was, like, confusing and, like, what is going on? And then we realized that we are more important than like than usual. Like now we are here also as a Shinshin, but also as a ambassador, like doing hasbara and to explain them about the situation and to be the face for Israel.
Right.
Like to answer any question they have, to be there. And I feel like this year was like the year to do a gap year for me because I feel like especially like important. So
what about you, Ashley?
Yeah, I agree that it hasn't been simple. It's just been a bit of a, to me it's felt like a roller coaster. Like we started at one point and then this shocking things happened in Israel. And it's just been very hard to be apart from my family, my friends. I think that another thing that is still accompanying us till today is like the fear of something happening. Tamarina mentioned it, like, what if something happened and I'm not there?
Right.
So the distance is hard, but I just think that it's so funny. It started right after Yom Kippur War,
mm-hmm.
the day. So we were teaching about it, Roni and I were teaching about it, and I remember saying that people remember exactly what they did at the moment when the war began. So I think that being here, being meaningful, making that moment last for longer, like, it's not just a moment, it's everything that happened ever since. I think it's very important, so, yeah.
That's I agree with you, yeah.
That, like, we are here, mm-hmm. and the war is going on for, like, 150 days, but we are here to mention it every day, like, yeah. to still bring the war here.
It's everything we did, I think we managed to connect to the war. Mm-hmm. We don't want to make it something that they don't want to hear about.
Right.
We want it to be something that they can hear about because it's hard for the brain to process such a horrible thing. So what we've been trying to do is connect it to mundane things. For example, we were talking about youth movements and then we explained what the youth movements were doing with what's happening in Israel. So it's just finding how to connect the war with regular life.
I can add also, like, about the fear that we had when everything happened. Like, nothing like this happened since we were born. And, like, I think since Israel
ever,
was, like...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like, we got to go to Israel. Actually, we came back exactly a week ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today.
No. Yeah.
Like, Tuesday, yeah. It's going to be a week.
So you
were there for 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. So we were there for 2 weeks. And, like, we never saw Israel... Like, we didn't see Israel from the 7th of October until, like, February.
Yeah.
And, like... We didn't know, like, all we know is from the news. Like, we talk to friends and family, but we don't really know what's going on.
Yeah, until you're there.
There
physically, you don't really, like, fully understand everything.
And if we try to understand, it's, like, from the news, and the news is really the best people that can make you feel...
Yeah. Not very,
very
reliable,
relaxed.
Also. Yeah.
So, yeah, it was really hard. There was days that I thought, okay, maybe there's no place I have to go back to. Like, it was really, like... just like the not to know. I think since COVID, I didn't have like so not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the world has been through crazy, crazy, you know, past few years with COVID, and then everybody just started going crazy, and then this happening in Israel. It's
not that I'm comparing like
no,
two
but
different
it's
situations.
It's like very different and extreme circumstances that the world has been through for the first time.
So it's not, and
I can tell you for me, I'm from Israel, so my entire family is in Israel. I haven't been there in 2 years to visit because, you know, circumstances, but it's been really, really difficult. It's been like living in a twilight zone.
Yeah.
So you feel like you're here physically and you're doing everything and you're working and doing all this stuff, but your heart and your mind is over there.
Yeah. I just want to add that the community here, by the way, was amazing. I think that we shouldn't take for granted how much of a warm embrace we were given. We were invited to so many events that people care so much about Israel that they threw, and it was amazing to see how much truly Israel is in their hearts, and it felt like we weren't alone, which was just very nice. I'm sure that it could have been way harder if we didn't have.
Yeah, it's comforting this time around. It's not the same like previous wars and different things. I mean, I'm older than you guys, so I've been through, you know, I've lived through different wars. I was even in the military during the final month of my service when the second Gulf War happened. Mm-hmm. So it was very different and just, you know, and now seeing the support now from people from outside of Israel is amazing. So I know that when you guys go back, you're all joining the IDF, right? Yeah. Do you know what you're going to do, or do you have any idea at all?
Yeah.
So I'm going to be a combat unit instructor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly who I'm going to instruct or like what unit or on what weapon, mm-hmm. but that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to teach them how to defend and how to use different weapons. So that's what I'm going to do.
How do you feel about that now?
I love that.
Yeah.
And I feel like right now it's more important than ever, like to actually teach them. It's like, if I'm going to teach them right, they're going to know how to use it. Like, you know, it's very important. And
And what about you?
I'm trying to figure out my next year. Yeah, I'm like...
You don't know yet?
Mm-hmm.
And you?
I'm going to teach medics.
Oh, wow, okay.
Combat medics, how to be medics, I guess. and I'm very excited. I think it's so important, and I just feel like it'll fit my character, I guess.
That's great. Yeah. So being a Shinshin in, you know, a different country, how do you think your presence here in the Jewish communities will affect those kids that, you know, learn from you in the Jewish community?
I think that, like, the most important things is the connections that we made. So, like, that's what they're going to remember for sure. Like, they remember the Shinshinim well, and we could see it with what happened to Eyal, Zichrono Livracha. So everyone remember Eyal, Tamarina could share because she's an OCA.
Yeah, so I work at OCA, the place he...
So if you can tell about Eyal, for those who don't know, that listen.
Okay, so Eyal Mevorach Twito, he was a Shinshin 2018-19-20.
Mm-hmm.
During the COVID year, he was in OCA.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he got killed in Gaza.
He was in...
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
At
202.
Yeah, paratrooper.
Paratroopers. Okay. Yeah, he was a surgeon, I think.
Yeah.
So he was at OCA, and like the day that it happened, you could see everybody, like the staff that remembers him, and also the staff that doesn't remember him. It's like a connection because they, like, they see us and they know, like, the Shinshinim is like the biggest heart of the school. I think it's one of the biggest hearts of the school, and it's like it's just amazing to see. They just couldn't, like, I don't know, it's like, it's so hard to see us and then, like, to think about him and, like.
Yeah. It's a family. It's like serving in the military also, and you see those people years later. I mean, you feel a part of it, you know, even though you're not there anymore, you feel it.
It's also, like, I can share about connections when he started saying it. It's so fun how we started this year, we didn't know anybody, and now we have people who just come to our office. They sit there all day with us. We just get to talk to them. And it's just so important to be... We're Shinshinim. We're close to their age.
Right.
So to them, we're friends. They get to talk to us. They get to enjoy our company. And we get to enjoy theirs, which is just... Mm-hmm. It's enjoyable. That's also something that I think I'm very grateful for this year.
Also, like, everything that happened with Eyal, I really saw, like, the impact of a Shinshin. It was, like, in sad, like...
Yeah,
exactly.
So it was sad. But, like, it also gave me, like, a mirror to, like, the impact of Shinshinim, like, years after. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just amazing to see the kids remembering him, remember his, like, different words he would say or different games he would, like, play. And, like, it's just amazing. And it makes me, like, I don't know, it made me really feel good about this year. It's sad that everything happened, but... Yeah. It was like a moment of seeing the impact from, like...
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
What is one thing that you guys heard after what happened to Eyal from someone from the community, one that was his student maybe or something, or a family?
Mm-hmm. So I have, like, people from BT that went to OCA in their middle school, and they came up. They're like, oh, my God, we remember an activity that he made. And I'm like, what? And they told me all about the activity that Eyal was doing for, like, a lot of years ago with them, and it was amazing. They just remembered the whole activity, and I was like, what? And you can see that, like, Shinshinim can bring their values to the school, and their values are staying. Like,
right.
The kid's going to remember it. So that was amazing that they actually, like, remember.
Yeah, I heard, like, people remembering his vibe, and that was, like, cool to hear. Like, how could you really, like... remember a vibe of a person, but, like, everybody remembers it, like, he was, like, cool and fun and happy and, like, very there and helping, and, like, it's so nice that, like, a few years after, people still remember, like, the, I don't know that. Can't give it a word. Havira. Havira.
Yeah, it's the environment, like the yeah. whole yeah the whole yeah. feel of the yeah.
Mm-hmm, it was so nice.
Yeah, I can tell you from my personal point of view. My daughter, she's 9 now, but last mm-hmm. year she was in the Hebrew school at Bethel, and she had Rotem was her shinshin, and the kids adored her. They had such a good experience with her, and she brought them Israeli snacks and told them about Israeli music and all these things. And it was their favorite time of the month when Rotem came to school and told them all this stuff. So I know how, I mean, you know, as a parent, I know how it affects the kid and how meaningful it is to them. And I feel like especially this year, it's probably more meaningful than ever because of everything that's going on. And do you all teach the same age group or different age groups?
No. So I teach preschool and like until middle school. Mm-hmm. Like eighth grade is my highest. And they teach high school. So it's like
we teach
different.
High school as well. And we also teach preschool.
Yeah.
So comparing the ages, how do you talk about Israel nowadays with them?
So I'll start with the preschool. We just talk about this amazing, beautiful country. We don't mention the
really
war.
Yeah, when they're asking, we're giving their teachers to answer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we don't know what we should and shouldn't say because there are some parents that don't want the war to be discussed, so we just leave it for the teachers that know. And then
with the middle school, it's more like we can talk, but still we will try to put the positive sides mm-hmm. of like the war. Like we will make letters for soldiers, we will make like projects, like we will look at a war as a place to grow and like to do projects together.
Mm-hmm.
And with the high school, it's more like a conversation. They can ask whatever they want, and we will answer them. Of course, that like we will answer them with our knowledge, but like it's more open with the high schoolers.
So with the high schoolers, do you think now that everything is going on, do you think there's more willingness from those kids to go and volunteer in the IDF?
Definitely.
Of course. You know? Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of seniors are thinking now about doing a gap year and like willing to go and to leave their like to leave their comfort zone to help Israel.
Also, they literally did do stuff like when the war started, they initiated and carried a project through, like they made bracelets,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
and they raised a lot of money
for the Tzanchanim unit.
Yeah, for Golani.
Yeah.
I think Golani, but they did it like they wanted to do that thing, and they did it, and they paid for everything. It was amazing. It was incredible.
Mm-hmm. And also, we have Matan, which is a shaliach in Beit Tefila,
mm-hmm.
and he went to reserves, so they had an actual connection to someone in Israel. So they took it on themselves, like to do projects for Matan.
For
and,
him.
Like,
and that's another place where you see how the connections are so strong, because we made this map and we asked them to pin.
To locate people that they know.
Their connections to Israel. And there was this huge, like, I think at least 50, 40 people pinned Matan.
Yeah. They're like, where is Matan located?
Where's Matan? Yeah. So it was
and
amazing.
And they're like, wow. So, yeah, you can mm-hmm. see that because of him, because of us, they feel more connected to Israel. Because
we are the Israelis that they know, yeah.
At OCA, the day after the war was, like, there at school. Like, not the war wasn't at school, but, like, it was really, like, me and Yagel, the shinshin that works mm-hmm. with me, we didn't feel a need of, like, not talking about it at all. Like, just, like, it didn't happen. We did go to classes. We're like, what do you know? Like, not, we didn't give any information. We're just, like, hearing what they know. And then, like, it was, like, a little bit weird. Like, one of the kids were like, 6 million Jews are dying in Israel. Things like that. We were like, okay, whoa,
oh, wow.
Whoa, okay. whoa. No, that's not happening. So we did, like, it was a little bit, like, hard. But we did, we were there for, like, that kids won't just scare their friends. But we didn't give any information because we want, like, their parents would do whatever they would do. And we really worked with them about, like, being positive peoples here and like doing good stuff here, and like if you're gonna help your mother at home or like smile to your friend, it makes good impact in Israel. Like it's good for Israel. Like when you do good stuff here as a second grader as a third grader, it's good for Israel. Like that's
mm-hmm. yeah.
that was like our way to like be there for Israel, like stand with Israel with these like young grades.
Okay. How do your families feel about you being here so far away, especially during this time?
I think at first it was a relief.
Yeah.
Definitely. They were like, at least we have, like, not at least, but, like, we have one child that we know is safe and she's doing something. She's, like, for example, my younger sister, she didn't have anything to do. She was, at the beginning, she was also bored. Like, it's natural. So they were glad I had something positive to do. And I think it's important. As I said, my father was a part of this program and so was my mom. So it's important for them that this goes on and has meaning.
Yeah.
I think, like, we just came back from Israel, and when we went back, my friends changed. Like, in the beginning, it's like, oh, a gap year in, like, the United States. Wow, we're going to travel a lot. Like, it's cool. It's fun. And then when I came back to Israel to visit, a lot of them were like, wow, that's important. Like, my family are really proud, and I even, like, went back to my youth movement to talk with them about my gap year and to, like, tell them and to bring my gap year also to them. And they were like, they had a lot of questions and they said a lot of good things, like, wow, that's super important that you're doing this gap year. So it was good to know that people are also supporting, like, and think that it's very important to do this job right now.
What about you?
Well, I'm trying to think, like, my mom would say, like, oh, I'm sure you're so happy that you're there and like that, that, like, you feel safe and everything. But also, I can say my family was kind of also, like, scared from, like, anti-Semitism.
Yes.
And things like that here. Like, they, like, my mom would say, like, oh, yeah, it's scary here, but, like, be careful also there. Mm-hmm. And that's something, like, I feel like my parents can't control so much and not just can't control. They didn't really, like, experience so much, like, anti-Semitism. Like, because you, like, they really know what's going on in Israel and, like, the situation in Israel, but, like, here they can never know.
Right.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, the first time I ever experienced anti-Semitism.
Anti-Semitism, yeah.
We were at this conference at Denver.
Mm-hmm.
With the JNF.
Yeah, with the JNF. And it was a big conference, and people knew about it. So they came and
protested?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was on the phone with my mom, and, like, suddenly she sees a huge amount of people just standing there, like, shouting at us. And she was like, is this safe? And it was crazy to see how many, yeah.
Have you experienced any anti-Semitism in the area here?
Here, I think we did not. But in Denver, it was very scary. Yeah. It was like, what is going on?
Maybe in D.C. too.
Yeah.
Like, out of the rally.
Here, I heard, like, different stories of, like, flags. I never saw, but flags that were torn and things like that. I don't know. I just, like, yeah, it's just, like, weird.
Yeah.
Really weird. I don't know. Like, it's, like, the weirdest thing is, like, I feel, like, before the 7th, it wasn't. Like, right. I don't know. I'm sure it was, but, like, it wasn't, like, talking so much, I feel like. No?
Or no, maybe before, not. So before October 7th, it was mainly going on around campuses and colleges and universities. After October 7th, it's exploded, basically, and it's everywhere nowadays. But I feel like it's mostly in those bigger cities like Denver. Denver, I know, has a lot of rallies going around.
Even before the 7th?
No.
Oh, okay.
But there was anti-Semitism before in colleges. Same thing in, you know, California, more like the Bay Area, like San Francisco and that area. But now it's, you see it in more places. You see it a lot in Europe, obviously. And
yeah.
People are just, they allow themselves to go out there because, unfortunately, there are no consequences at the moment. So
so at the conference in Denver, we got to go to different, like, the college sessions. And that was crazy for me, like, hearing this stuff that kids, like, go through all of this in campuses. Like, I was shocked. I was like, it feels like the past, really. It feels like the past. It feels like...
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like 1939 Germany.
Kind of. Yeah,
hopefully not.
That's scary. Well, last question. If anybody from your friends or anyone that you know was thinking about joining the Shinshinim and going abroad to America or anywhere else as a Shinshin, would you recommend it? What would you tell them?
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure, yes. I feel like for me, the Shinshinim program is like the 50% is like what I'm giving to the community. And the 50% is like what I want to take back. Exactly. And it's really important for me to take back, like, also the program. I think it's a beautiful program. Mm-hmm. And also the community. I feel like Israel is really not alone. Really, really not alone. And Jewish people all over the world are there for Israel and the thoughts and the and everything. And if there's a war in Israel or whatever Israel is going to go through, I don't know. I hope everything's going to be okay. But, like, if something's going to happen, Israel is really not alone. She has, like, so much people all over the world that want the best for Israel. And I feel that this is one of the things I'll take back home.
And yeah, exactly.
Also, I feel like it's just I saw how many of the students are relating to us because it's easier. Because mm-hmm. we're, once again, sort of their age. And I just think it's so important.
Yeah.
And I think that to make sure that these people have someone who's their age and wears the same clothes and, like, has the same interests, talk to them and relate to them, is, I really think that anyone who's willing to do this year should. It's so important. So,
yeah, I think it's a crazy year. I think it's, like, the best I could do, and, of course, I recommend it.
So highly recommended.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So if you're listening and you want to do it, go for it.
Go for it, yeah.
All right, ladies, thank you so much for being here. It was a pleasure having
you.
Thank you all for listening to the Israel Connection. Until next time.